He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
And now, a new episode of Terra Tremendous.
Disappeared through some sort of energy portal.
Reading the energy patterns. By the horns of Ha-Ha, she and Sympaticus have teleported to Nimbok.
It's over.
We'll find them, Para.
No, we will not. The girl's powers are unlimited. Unparalleled. And now she is on Nimbok.
Counselor.
This is a very dark day, Commander. I must prepare to inform the Empress that we have lost Terra the Tremendous. And soon, Asora will fall to Emperor Jendin.
This is Squadron TX-4. Come in, Commander Janna.
This is Janna. It will have to wait, officer.
This can't wait, sir. We have a Q-level emergency at Sector 40.
Sector 40? That's the main power plant outside the city.
This is Para Hutessa, officer. What exactly is the emergency?
Sir, the security force fields surrounding the power plant are being destroyed.
That's impossible. Those grids are indestructible.
It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
How?
He's managed to short-circuit two of them and take out a half dozen of my officers.
He? Has he been identified?
We tried. He doesn't come up in any of our databases. The only thing we know is that he calls himself Tremendous Boy.
What?
Excuse me, officer. Did you just say Tremendous Boy?
You are absorbing several megatons of beta radiation.
Thanks, Bracelet X. But a man's gotta do what a man's gotta do. That means penetrating another one of these force fields! Yes.
Well done, tremendous boy.
Thanks. Two more grids left to dismantle, and we'll get what we came for.
Your power level is dangerously low. I suggest recharging before you reapproach.
Good idea, Bracelet X. Figure we have a little time before any backup arrives for a second round of butt kick. Powering down. I could use some water anyway. So what's this planet called again?
Asora. An outpost planet within the Didion system.
Didion.
A parallel universe to our own.
And what about the people?
They are a technologically advanced race. My records indicate that most of them migrated here from Nimbok, a neighboring planet.
Migrated?
Apparently, there was a disagreement on Nimbok that drove the Queen to leave her planet and establish a new colony on Asora.
The old power struggle game. It's always playing out, no matter where you go in the galaxy. I see a city skyline behind those mountains.
Deeza. The planet's central hub.
Rest of the desert terrain looks similar to where we just came from.
Earth.
Yeah. And boy, am I glad to be off that rock. Especially after what the Machine Man and Dr. Montgomery tried to pull on me. Luring me into a trap with an AI bot designed to look like Tessa.
The humans are well known to be a savage race.
They're gonna be an extinct race when I deliver the spheres back to Lord Drykus. That is, if I can get our ship refueled.
Do not worry, tremendous boy. Within the dome power plant straight ahead, there is enough Chemical X compound to fuel a fleet of starships.
Then all I gotta do is get through the remaining deflector shields and haul it back to the Narvelis.
I will remind you there is a time element here.
Hey, you're the one who told me to take a break here.
I am just reminding you that your starship is suspended in space with Lady Sabia on board. And without fuel, she will only last until the end of the day.
Really, Bracelet X? Because I had no idea that we're in the middle of a crisis. That's called sarcasm, by the way.
The use of irony to mock or convey contempt. Yes, I am familiar with it.
Man, I just want to get home.
We are only one more hyper jump away.
Good. Because I'm getting kind of tired of hopping through all these black holes and fighting people in parallel galaxies. I just want to get back, deliver the spheres to Drykus, collect my big fat reward, and find Tessa. Okay, feeling better. Let's...
Don't move.
Tremendous boy, officers whooping in around you.
Huh. Surrounded. Ah, come on, guys. Let's not do this.
Do not move.
Okay. Yep, the backup boys have arrived. 1, 2, 3, 6. Wow, 10 of you. And just one of little old me.
Hands in the air.
Drop the laser guns, boys. You do realize I took down 6 of your buddies already, right?
Name and ID.
You seriously want to do this?
Name and ID now.
All right. Settle down, mister. I'm wearing space armor, so I think I'm a tough guy. I already gave my name to the last group of rent-a-soldiers. Don't you guys communicate? But no worries. I'll give it up again. The name is Adamus Waru, but I'm also known as...
Summoning the power of Tremendous Born!
Don't say I didn't warn ya.
Fire!
tickles. But I bet this won't.
You took out all 10. Well done, tremendous boy.
Thanks, Bracelet X. What a mess.
I am detecting an approaching shuttlecraft.
I see it. Let me guess. Another batch of bozos who think they're gonna stop me?
He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your ego, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's me name.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's tremendous universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Ma.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?
Counselor, we've arrived.
View screen on.
There.
I see him. And the army of squatters piled at his feet.
Do you seriously believe this tremendous boy is the answer?
What I believe is that we must stay open to possibilities.
Yes, but the odds of Terra Tremendous escaping and moments later learning about Tremendous Boy.
You know I follow the teachings of the Yukuanya. The universe works in miraculous ways, go the scriptures.
Ancient teachings, and forbidden by our people. Which is why I follow logic.
Commander, for nearly 70 trions, we all believed you and the Empress were dead. But as it turned out, you were discovered, frozen alive. It took a girl from another solar system, Terra the Tremendous, to find and release you. If anyone should believe in miracles, I would think it would be you.
You have a point.
Guards, follow us and keep watch.
Okay. Hatch is opening. Well, well. What do we got here? A dude with blue skin. Looks pretty shredded. Bet he thinks he's a lot tougher than he is. And an alien-looking guy wearing a... Is that a dress?
I believe it is a ceremonial robe.
I'll go with that. And a couple of flaks playing guards. What's your guess? 2 minutes for me to take them all out?
They look like dignitaries, Tremendous Boy. Perhaps this is a time for negotiations.
Oh, you mean tap into my natural power.
And what might that be?
My charm.
Greetings.
Howdy, gents.
Welcome to Asara. I am Parahutessa, head counselor. And this is Commander Janna.
Hello.
Adamus Waru. Sorry about your boys. For the record, they shot first.
They were protecting our property.
Got me there, big guy.
My lead officer said you called yourself Tremendous Boy.
Oh, that. Yeah, my professional name.
Professional?
When I'm on the job. You know, doing my thing.
What is your thing?
Being awesome?
And what brings you all the way here? From Earth?
Oh, your priestess. Way to wound me. I'm not from Earth.
And I am not a priestess.
Must be the robes. Look, I'm from a parallel dimension, actually. Kinda just passing through. Back to my universe. And that's when I ran out of fuel. I know. So embarrassing. And that's why I'm here. For fuel. And you got a lot of chemical eggs back in that plant. I just really need to get back on track. My boss is waiting on delivery.
And who is your boss?
Lord Drykus.
I am not familiar with him.
Oh, you will be. Especially after he gets what I'm delivering. He's a big deal in the universe where I'm from. Which is why I've got to get going. So...
fuel. Yes. Your ship requires Chemical X.
That's right.
I believe we can help you with that.
Dude, seriously? Wow, that's fantastic. Because, you know, it saves me having to get all powered up, tearing down force fields, kicking ass.
However,
that doesn't sound good.
What do we get in return?
Look, I don't have any credits.
No, but you do have power.
Power?
Look around. You've wiped out a small army of Asaurian officers.
They're just dazed. They'll wake up soon.
You've destroyed force fields as though they were constructed of paper. You possess an incredible power, Tremendous Boy. A power that I need.
Here's the deal. You and I both know I can get through the shields and take the fuel on my own. Because as you say, I have the power.
Yes. But at what cost?
Free, dude. I can take it all for free.
Janna, show him the hologram.
With pleasure.
Adamus!
Lady Sabia!
Poor woman. Abandoned on a fuelless starship with only hours left to survive. But you needn't worry. My soldiers have already escorted her back to Deezer City. Along with your aircraft. So, as they say, all is well.
I'm gonna tear you apart.
You'll do no such thing. That is, if you want to see the woman, the ship, and this Drykus you speak of.
What do you want?
It's quite simple, really. I need you to capture someone for me.
So, hired gun territory, huh? Who?
What would you say if I told you there was a girl with powers similar to yours?
A girl?
She even shares your name.
Terra Tremendous.
Terra Tremendous?
That's right.
You bring Terra Tremendous to me, and you will have your ship and the Sabia woman, along with all the fuel you'll need. Return to your universe.
So where is this girl?
On our neighboring planet, Nimbok.
Point me in the direction.
It will be my pleasure. Oh, there's just one more thing.
What?
When you bring her back to Asara, make sure she's dead.
Terra Tremendous. Created, written, and directed by Stuart St. John. Sound design by Michael Plahuta. Original score and theme song by Stuart St. John and Michael Plahuta. Produced by Stuart St. John, Michael Plahuta, and Todd Fisher. Production coordinator, Jonathan Chase. Casting by WonkyBot Studios. Based on characters in the Tremendous universe created by Stuart St. John. Terra Tremendous is a WonkyBot original series produced by WonkyBot Studios. For more information, visit wonkybot.com. He's Dr. Epicopolis, the self-proclaimed genius of all evil.
That's right! I am a mastermind! There's nothing bigger than my brain!
What about your Rhaegar, Doc?
Shut up, you worthless wretch!
And he's the doctor's sidekick, the lovable loyal slog known as 1102.
That's benign.
Only because I gave you life!
And together they're starring in a brand new audio series called The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows. The series where the mad scientist plots to take over the world.
But never quite succeeds.
Why, you...
Ready for our theme song, Doc?
Oh, of course. Hit it. There's only one thing you should know.
He's got a big ego.
You really ought to know.
He's one crazy amigo.
It's the Dr. Epicopolis Show.
And 1102, too.
The Dr. Epicopolis and 1102 Show of Shows.
Superheroes are zeros.
Yeah, heard it all before.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts. From WonkyBot Entertainment comes a show where you get to listen to the secret virtual therapy sessions of the biggest superheroes in Stuart St. John's Tremendous Universe.
Welcome. I am Amy. Please state your full name.
I'm Silver Maw.
Master Machine.
Almighty Man. War Sound.
Get up close and personal as you listen to therapy sessions between an android named Amy and a roster of superheroes.
Thank you for participating in the program. How have you been since our last session?
Why ask the question?
It's part of the session, Kyle.
Not too good, Amy.
Listen to episodes now on all major podcast platforms or ad-free with a subscription to WonkyBot Plus on Apple Podcasts.
In our last session, we were talking about your issues around food.
Yep, sure were.
How did that make you feel?
With great power comes major issues. Stuart St. John's Superhero Confidential.
Have you always been so self-critical?